going through the motions, waiting for that thing. But every time I really feel a direction, like I hear a word from God. Okay, for instance, do this. This helps. Before you lead worship, you don't necessarily have to spend all this time in prayer. Sometimes, I'll just be honest with you guys, some people who spend a lot of time in prayer and pumping themselves up and doing this, it's not really prayer. It's more like I'm really nervous and I'm insecure that God's not going to do anything. So I'm just showing God that I'm serious, you know, getting flow. And they're so nervous by the time they lead worship, or they're so deep into worship, they leave people and don't lead people. So be careful of that, you know. Make sure when you're praying for worship, you're trying to get a vision for what his heart is for the people. Where your passion is there, you'll be anointed. Get a passion for the people. See a vision. This is where I'm hearing. So in worship, I hear a sound. Like I feel like we're supposed to sing out in the spirit. Encourage people. Let's just sing it. Just sing out in the spirit right now. Take some time. Sing out in the spirit. And when you do that, you're encouraging people. You're not cheerleading. You're encouraging them, right? And you'll find that you'll get a lot more response and a lot more will take place than if you're just like, come on, come on, clap your hands, you know, dance. And by the end, you're like, I'm exhausted, you know. We don't need that, guys. We don't need that. We need more of deep. We need revelation of who Jesus is. Songs that sing about revelation, songs that portray who he is, songs that portray what we're alive for will get people excited. Getting people into your song. Another thing, trying to get people into your bad song, that's tough. You ever done that? And I've written them too. I know. You should love this song right now. Everyone clap your hands right now. Dance with me. This song is amazing. You should love this song. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? Let the response take care of itself. Let the song be the thing that goes, it should speak for itself. I'm only telling you that because I do it all the time. I will not lead people in worship into worship unless they've expressed joy. This is what my dad says. I will not lead people into worship unless they've expressed joy first. This way it is more authentic. A lot of times worship becomes depressing when we haven't taken these first steps. To be joyful, it takes faith, and the only way to please God is through faith. I love this phrase. I got this from a Matt Redman book, Heart of Worship Files. He wrote a book, and he's got like 50 different authors that just wrote like a little paragraph each, and it was awesome because you're getting the best of every author. It's a great idea. Before we become, is there enough grace and splendor in our worship meetings to awaken even tired, discouraged hearts? And are we responding in a way that fits the revelation received? Worship is always a response to revelation. Think about that when you're leading worship. Is there enough grace and splendor in our worship meetings to awaken even